All right, Rabosai, good morning. Let us begin. I just sent out the piece from the Be'er HaChaim that we're going to focus on this morning. There are also hard copies over here if anyone would like, or I think Maish has a few by him as well, a few extra copies if anyone would like. Rabosai, we're continuing. It's the first part of the same page from yesterday, and then in Meretz Hashem we will continue forward. So we're picking up on page Yud Ches. So this is really an incredibly beautiful idea. So this is V'chol Zeh. So we'll say this idea of, remember in yesterday's piece, so the Be'er HaChaim pointed out this beautiful idea that Aidi D'Tridi L'Miflat Lo Bala. That at a time where I'm trying to expel, at a time where I'm trying to go ahead and get rid of all of the negativity and all of the personalistic chametz, one does not absorb. So he goes on and he explains, V'chol zeh b'tnai sheyivdok ha'adam ad kama shedo magas. But I will say, what personalistic bedikas chametz really requires is that a person try their best to check for their chametz. Right? At the end of the day, like most things in life, I have to be truly honest with the fact that I am trying to rid myself of the chametz. I'm trying. He says something amazing. Literally, you have to check as far as your arm will reach. He says, "Kmo de kaimalon, chor shebein shnei batim." Supposedly, remember again, we actually saw this all the way in the beginning of the Masechta, that if you have a hole in a wall in between two homes, what's the halacha? Ze bodeg ad makom sheyado magas. V'zeh bodeg ad makom sheyado magas, v'ashar mevatlo bilibo. So it's actually quite beautiful. What happens if you have a hole in between two homes? So what do? Reuven and Shimon own, right? They're adjacent neighbors. And there's a wall in between their properties. There's a crevice, there's a hole in the wall. And there's a chashash that at some point in time, someone deposited chametz inside of the wall. So what's talocha? Each one puts their hand into the wall as far as their hand will go. So you search for chametz to the best of your ability. V'ashar mevat lo b'libo. And the rest, you just relinquish ownership in your heart. You're mevatel in your heart. So what says, this is truly beautiful. So he writes over here, V'kama halachti v'rasi ika l'mashra mehilcha sada. What an important life lesson can be learned from this halacha. He says, Chada, it's always important to remember, and sometimes, unfortunately, we have a little bit of a flawed conception of this. The Ribono Shel Olam is not coming to find our faults and shortcomings. Literally, the Ribono Shel Olam is not a contrarian. He's not a contrarian personality. He's not looking to slip us up. He's not looking to go ahead and find where we came up short. The Ribono Shel Olam wants us to succeed. And the only thing he wants is V'ala Adam Livdok Rak at Kama Sheyado Magas Sulo. He will say, the same halacha with checking the hole in the wall is the same halacha with checking my heart and my soul. All I have to do is extend my hand as far as my hand will go. Kadosh Baruch Hu never asks me to put in more effort than I'm capable of putting in. And at the end of the day, success, real success, means effort, because we all know, and as we get older, we learn this more and more, is that you can't control the results. The only thing I'm truly able to go ahead and control is the effort. Is effort. So what's here? What the Be'er HaChaim is saying? This phrase of Zeh Bodeg Ad Makom Sheyado Magas. In life, what can you do when searching for your personalistic chametz? You can only search as far as your arm will reach. That's it. You reach inside your heart. You reach inside your soul. You try your best to clean out the chametz. I try my best to turn my life around. I try my best to live a life of Kiddush Hashem. I try my best to do the right thing. I try my best to right the wrongs. And that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks. Moshe does not ask anything more other than for me to expend effort. V'ala Adam Livdok Rak Ad Kama Sheyado Magas V'sulo Page Yotes. Again, on the other hand, Mutalas alav chova gidola livdok ad kama shekocho lasos. You know, I will say, the great challenge in life is when I expend effort looking for my personalistic chametz, can I honestly say that I'm checking ad makom sheyado magas? You know, I will say, that requires an honest answer. Am I really checking as far as my arm will extend? right? We all know, right? We know that metaphor. You know, you can reach for something, or you can reach for something, right? So I can reach for something. Okay, I'm reaching for my coffee. I'm extending my arm. I'm definitely extending. Or I can go ahead and reach for something. I can pull like a Bass Paro, right? I can really reach for something where I look for something that is really outside of my grip, but I extend myself as much as possible to be able to grab it. So the Be'er HaChaim says, while it's true that all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me for is to expend effort, and all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks me for is to extend my hand and try to search for the chametz, but I have to be honest in that I'm really extending my hand. I'm really searching. I'm really trying. Ulahagia ad makom shiyado magas lo pachos mitami atzlos. And I just have to be really honest that I am really expending maximum effort and not chas v'shalom selling myself short because of laziness. So we'll say, I just want to point out to me what this represents over here also is one of the most incredible dynamics in chasidus, which is also the ability to extract, you know, hashkafic, moral, ethical life lessons from halacha. And this is embedded in halacha. We often think that halacha is just a statement of fact. Do this, don't do that. But halacha is, in fact, one of the most powerful ways that Chazal really expressed incredible musar and hashkafas achayim. Incredible. He quotes over here something very beautiful. He goes on, he says, Ukimo shamar harav HaKadosh Bala Beis Aaron Mikarlin. So he quotes over the Karlin Rebbe, the Beis Aaron, who says something truly beautiful. I'm on page Yotes, the left-hand column. Shebiyakum she'in magia biyadav, tsarech levatel mit ashtik hearts. Zeharatzon v'hayishtokikos lios tov. So we'll say this is quite beautiful. A further play on the halacha. So remember again, what does the halacha say? So ze bodek admakom shiyado magas, which means what? That when searching for your personalistic chametz, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks for is effort. Just extend your arm to as far as your arm will reach, as far as you could search. Vashar mevatlo belibo. So remember, what's the halacha? The halacha is, and the rest, you do bittel, right? I search as far as my arm could go. You'll say, you know, if there's one thing, it's an incredible muster, if there's one thing you know when you're preparing your home for Pesach, it's what? On a regular home level, what's the one thing you know? Oh, I'm sorry. If you're preparing your vacation home in Orlando, let me make it a little more lemaisa, right? I'm sorry. No one knows what I'm talking about over here, right? So if you go ahead and you're prepared, right? You're preparing your home. So I'll say, what's the one thing every single person knows when you're cleaning for chametz? That you didn't get everything, right? Meaning, I know for sure that there's probably something I missed somewhere. Right? Whether it's in a coat pocket, whether it's in my office, whether it's in my car, I know that I missed something, but that's okay. That's okay. Because like we're saying, the halacha doesn't demand perfection. Right? The halacha just requires ze botek ad makom sheyado magas. Right? All I have to do is check, thank you. All I have to do is check as far as my arm will extend. And then what's the halacha? V'hashar mevatlo belibo. The rest you do bittel inside of your heart. That's the way the halacha structure. So the Be'er HaChaim quotes from the Karlin Rebbe says something so beautiful. That what does it mean, Vashar Mevat Lo Belibo? That searching out my personalistic chametz takes two forms. Number one is effort, right? That's step number one. Put in your effort to find your chametz. But where your effort ends, says the Rebbe, so you could go ahead and be mevatel the rest mit ashtik hearts. You could go ahead and negate the rest of your chametz with a little bit of heart. You see, Rabbi say, sometimes what I can't accomplish with effort, what I can't accomplish through action, I could accomplish through yearning. See, Rabbi say, there's a very powerful essence to wanting to get rid of your chametz. You know, sometimes, again, I want to get rid of my personalistic chametz. I want to change myself. I want to change my life. I want to become the best version of me. So I'm going to put in the effort. But then for a whole variety of reasons, sometimes there are things I just can't get to. Sometimes there's personalistic chametz that I just can't get rid of, no matter how much I try. So, or maybe I'm not ready to try. You know, sometimes this chametz that's just a bit too difficult and been sitting there for a bit too long, and for whatever the reason, I know that I have to get to it, but I can't get to it now. So what do you do with that? Vashar mevat lo belibo. A desire to get rid of your chametz is powerful as well. Ashtik hearts, says the Karlina Rebbe, a little bit of heart, a desire to want to change, a desire to want to be better, a desire to want to rid myself of my chametz. Again, that's not enough forever. That's not enough forever. But sometimes it's enough for now. And that's powerful as well. Vashar mevatlo baliv. I want to say, really, an incredible, incredible yisod. Turn the page for just a moment. If you look at page chaf, so he says something very beautiful. We'll just read this for another two lines. He says, "Biyisod ze his biarava kadosh Rabbi Sacher dove mi bells." Quotes here from the bells of Rebbe. A beautiful idea. Hatam shemevarchim al biar chametz be'es bedikas chametz v'lo be'es srefaso. So bells of Rebbe raises the famous kasha. Why is it that I make the bracha of al biar chametz during the bedika? Right, Tzibos say again. I'm going to be burning the chametz. Right, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. So why not go ahead and make the bracha of Albir Chametz at the Shaspir? Why am I making the bracha of Albir Chametz at the Bedika? So the Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, "Kimi Yomar Zachisi Libi Vishetzliach Leva'er Esa Chametz Asher Bekirbo." See, Rebbe says, here's the problem. Well, he says, let's read the rest. He says, "Ulam biyat kol adam biyat kol echa lageshes elakadosh baruch hu velivdol kesachametz lahachriz biyitziaso demelchemes nege yetzer hara ulekayim bazes chovaso bishlemus." Well, this is true, so beautiful. So the Belzer Rebbe says, because at the end of the day, can I ever know for sure that I'm destroying my personalistic chametz? Can I ever know for sure? And the answer, of course, is no. But you know what I can, you know what I do have shlita, you know what I do have power over? Searching for that chametz. So we make the bracha, says the Belzer Rebbe. Of course, he's talking about over here on a more, we'll call it spiritual, personalistic level. That when we think about bedikas chametz, he's talking about the process of ridding myself of my chametz. When do I make that bracha of al bir chametz? The only part of the destruction of personalistic chametz I control is searching for it. I can control if I search for it. I can control if I put in the effort. Therefore, says the Belzer Rebbe, we go ahead and we make the bracha dafka at the time of bedika. He goes on. He says, "Laha sha kimi yomar zachisi libi v'shesliach levar sacham z'sher bikirbo." Who knows if I'm actually going to be successful in eradicating the chametz from my heart? Ulam biad kol echa lageshes ala kadosh baruch hu v'livdo kesachametz. But everyone has the ability to search for their chametz. Lahachriz biyitziaso lemelchames mitzvah nege yetzer hara ulekayim bazes chavasa b'shleimuso. I know what I could control is going out to battle against my yetzer hara. That's the bedika. The bedika is when I go out to battle against my yetzer hara. V'efshar li patra min davar zeh ki lechol echad hakoach lotzeis lemelchama. I might not have the ability to successfully eradicate everything, but I absolutely have the ability to search for everything. It's quite beautiful. Therefore, we make the bracha b'shas bedika, not b'shas sreifa. Because at the end of the day, what the Ribono Shel Olam looks for is how much am I searching? How much am I searching for my personalistic chametz? How much am I searching, ultimately, again, to go ahead and change my life, change myself? That's what the Ribono Shel Olam looks for. So we'll stop over here. But if we bring this all together, it really creates a magnificent, beautiful panoramic picture. So we saw in yesterday that when you're involved in the search for your personalistic chametz, the incredible thing is the search itself is so powerful that while you're searching, new chametz can't come in. ID, the chi, the liflot, lo bala. That's piece one. Piece two we see today, then again, that was the Chiddush Arim. Piece two we see today, the incredible you saw by the Karlina Rebbe, the idea being that all that Kaddish Baruch Hu asked for in the search of Chametz is to be bodek ad liyado ad makom sheyado magas. Search as far as your arm extends. That's all you're obligated to do. But you have to be honest that I'm really extending myself to search out my Chametz. And whatever you can't get through your effort, so again, vashar mevatlo belibo, as the Karlina Rebbe said, mitashtik hearts, with a little bit of heart, a little bit of yearning, you can get rid of the rest of your chametz. We make the bracha at the time of the bedika, because at the end of the day, the Ribono Shel Olam never gauges our success by results. Our success as individuals is always gauged by the Ribono Shel Olam, by the effort we're willing to expend. Shkar Chabosai.